Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a most amazing story. It happened actually to a friend of mine. I should call him a rabbi of mine, who had a very good friend living in New Haven, Connecticut. They were friends from their three-year-old class when they were little boys in, I guess that would be called a playgroup, maybe. Or maybe it was even before school, playgroup. And they were very good friends. And they remained very good friends and became better friends throughout all the years. So this person who lived in New Haven, Connecticut, became actually a very, very successful businessman, made a lot of money, and gave a lot of tzedaka. Gave tzedaka to the kollel over there in New Haven. He gave tzedaka to the Chabad day school, gave tzedaka to Chabad houses, he gave tzedaka a lot, very generous. And his success in business was very great. It came about that he got involved in a certain type of business, which was very profitable, made a lot of money. But before he got into the business, he had to be very careful about the tax rules. He actually was himself an accountant, which means he was an expert on the rules and laws of taxes. And he was always very careful. He respected taxes very much, respected the right of the government to tax the people, and he was very careful to always pay his taxes correctly. However, in this particular industry, there was a certain rule of taxation which everybody, including the government, sort of didn't pay attention to it. And he wasn't sure if he wanted to get involved in such a type of business, which depended on the government ignoring one of its tax rules. But he got in touch with a lot of lawyers, tax experts, even bigger tax experts than him, who said, "Don't worry, it's fine. Nobody cares about this rule, including the government. And you don't have to pay this particular tax money, which will cut into your profits. It's fine. The government doesn't care. And even though there is such a law that you have to pay this money, but nobody pays it and the government doesn't care." And all the lawyers told him, "It's fine. It's fine to do it." Well, he made a lot of money at this industry, but for some strange reason, there was a certain Jewish person who decided that he would take the government to court, trying to force them to nullify this tax rule because nobody paid attention to it, the government didn't care about it. Therefore, he wanted to try to make it official that there was no such rule. And so he took the government to court to try to prove that it was not a good rule and it was outdated and it should be dropped. But guess what? The IRS, the government tax agency, decided to fight the ruling. And guess who won? They won. So now it became a very strong rule. The government now cared about it and they enforced it. And now they were deciding that this rule would be in effect. What did that mean? It meant that everybody who was in this industry got a letter from the government, from the IRS, the tax office, saying that they had to pay a certain amount of money. And at first, it seemed like they were just going to ask for a very, very small amount. But instead, they began to ask for very big amounts. And our friend in New Haven, what happened was that he actually got a letter from the government saying that he had to pay a huge amount of money. In fact, he had to pay for all of his earnings for the last 5 years, a very, very large amount. I believe it was many millions of dollars, maybe even more than that. And couldn't believe it. And he was so upset that when the rabbi went to visit him, he saw that his friend was very upset. And he said, "What's going on?" And his friend told him this story. He said, "I don't know what to do. I'm going to lose many, many, many millions of dollars." So what does a Chabad rabbi advise in this situation? Come, he said, let's go to the oil. Let's go to the Rebbe's resting place in Queens with the Rebbe's gravesite. And let's ask for a bracha from Hashem in the merit of the Rebbe. As we know all about the idea of davening at the gravesites of tzaddikim, chas v'shalom, we are not davening to the tzaddik. Of course, we are davening to Hashem that in the merit of the tzaddik, our tefillahs should be answered. And they right away went from New Haven to Queens, New York, which is probably 3 hours or so. And they prepared themselves and so forth. Went into the oil, the Rebbe's gravesite. Actually, first they sat down and wrote the letter, explaining the entire situation and asking for the Rebbe's opinion and blessing, as is the custom. When they came out, after davening there, saying Tillim and so forth, in that holy spot, they opened up a book of the Rebbe's letters, as is also a custom of many, many people, randomly to whatever page it opened to. And sure enough, there, on the page that they opened to, there was a letter that the Rebbe wrote to somebody who said that since you are supporting the moistes, the organizations, the institutions of my father-in-law, the leader of the generation, you can be sure that all your personal matters will be fine. Everything will come out fine. No problem. You're not going to have a problem. Everything will be fine. That was the letter. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Seems like a very good bracha from Hashem through the Rebbe that everything will be fine because he gives so much tzedakah to the institutions of the previous Rebbe. So they waited and more letters came from the government and more threats and more penalties were spoken about in these letters and more threats. And it just got worse and worse. And so the businessman called up his friend, the rabbi, and said, Rabbi, what's going on over here? It's not getting better. It's getting worse. I'm giving more tzedakah, but everything's getting worse and worse and worse. Don't worry, the rabbi said. Just focus on doing what you have to do. Continue to support these organizations. And don't worry, Hashem will help. But it just got worse. And finally, the rabbi said, okay, what, according to nature, what could possibly happen that would help your situation? So the businessman said, the only thing that could happen is, now this was several months before the last election, the last presidential election, and it was an election contest between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And at that time, it looked like Joe Biden was going to win. So the businessman said, the only thing I think of that might help is if Donald Trump wins and decides to fire all the people on the board that make these kind of decisions. That might help. Okay. Anyway, turns out some months later, everything switched from a situation where it looked like Joe Biden was going to win. It flipped around and it looked like Donald Trump was going to win, and he did. And sure enough, a few of the people on the board retired, or they said they would retire the day before Donald Trump became president. And after he became president, sure enough, he fired other people on the board, and the whole threat became zero, just as was promised in the Rebbe's letter. Amazing story. The lesson is that when we do what we're supposed to do, Hashem helps. And that goes for every single person in their life. We do what we're supposed to do, the Torah and the mitzvahs, and Hashem will take care of us. May this lead very quickly to the redemption. May it happen right away, especially for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, where things are very difficult. May Hashem give his blessing that the Jewish people should be victorious completely and immediately, and we should have the Geula now, especially through your additions in Torah, adding more in your learning of Torah and your doing of mitzvahs, and all of us to bring Mashiach now. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.